A dangerous outbreak of equine herpes. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. And here is Idaho State Veterinarian, Dr. Scott Libesley.
We have had several premises with horses that have tested positive for the neuropathogenic form of equine herpes virus. Now, there's several forms of equine herpes virus. Most commonly, we see the respiratory form, and that's the rhino that people routinely vaccinate for. Then there's also the reproductive form. Reproductive EHV causes abortion in pregnant mares. We do have effective vaccines in place for both those strains of EHV, but there is not an approved vaccine that's effective against the neuropathogenic strain of EHV that causes neurologic symptoms, and that disease is known as EHM, equine herpes virus myeloencephalopathy. So that's the symptomatic for ataxia, circling, incontinence are some of the symptoms that you'd see with a horse, in addition to most often they have a fever. So this disease is highly contagious, and we recommend people refrain from transporting their horses unless absolutely necessary. We have four facilities that are under quarantine as we speak right now in Idaho. One of them is related to the abortive, the reproductive strain of EHV, so, and it's not related to the neurologic form. I think it's just a coincidence. It happened to occur when these other cases did.
Dr. Livesley emphasizes good biosecurity measures.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.